You're the glorious one. You are the one we honor. You are the one we worship. You are the one we glorify. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, you who are present with us at all times, to show yourself in a special way this morning, to lead us to the glory of Jesus, to lead us to the Father, to his heart, to his grace, to his compassion, even to stand in awe and to acknowledge the ways in which we need to realign our lives so that we might receive the forgiveness that is needed to stay in close fellowship. So, Father, we welcome you. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Come. We acknowledge, too, that there is those in the spiritual realm that would seek to oppose our vision, that would seek to oppose your presence in this place. And so we take our stand in Christ, the right hand of the Father in the heavenly realms, and we declare that we want only the Holy Spirit to be active and at work, and that all other spirits are to stand down and to be silenced here. In the nursery space and children's church and the fellowship area and every space throughout here, that only the voice of the Spirit would be heard this morning. We take our stand in our authority in Jesus. And so we welcome you to be glorified, Father. May your kingdom come and will be done this morning here on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. I want to take a moment to actually just read through some of the lyrics of this first song. Sometimes it takes us a minute to really get into, you know, our worship and what we're singing. This is really powerful stuff that we're singing about. So I want to take a moment to just let it really sink in and understand what we're singing when we're praising God this morning. So we're singing, I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb until I met you. I was breathing, but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb until I met you. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. And in the bridge we go to, I needed rescue. My sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future. My eyes are open. Because when you called my name, I ran out of that grave. So if we can just take a moment to just, I think it's pretty easy for us to remember and feel and channel how heavy our sin can feel at times, but this is the hope that we have. That's not our tomb anymore. Jesus has taken it upon himself, and we are free. We have a future. Our eyes are open. His love is the air that we're breathing. So may we live out of that truth today and tomorrow and forever after that. Because the truth is, he called my name, and I ran out of that grave. And for each and every one of you who have accepted him, that is true of you as well. And we can rejoice in that this morning together. I was buried beneath my shame. Carry that kind of weight. It was my tomb.
you called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. I was an orphan. You called me a citizen of heaven. I needed rescue. My sin was heavy. The chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. You called me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. My eyes are open, 'cause when you called my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
Again, I don't expect everybody to look the same in worship. Absolutely not. Like, you don't all have to have your hands raised and jumping up and down, okay? But as I was singing this, and I'm singing I Ran Out of That Grave, in my head I'm picturing, I don't know why, a football game, okay? And I'm watching someone run into, like, the end zone. They score a touchdown. We're like, yeah, like, oh my goodness. You know, we're jumping up and down. We're crazy excited. This is a million trillion times bigger than that. We've run out of that grave. That's amazing. Can I get a hallelujah, an amen, something like that? Yeah. I mean, I'm, like, buried beneath my shame. Not all of you, like, grew up with me, but I'm not somebody who, like, generally speaking, I'm not somebody who gets, like, crazy excited about things. Like, I'm usually a little more quiet and, like, laid back. But when it comes to stuff like this, this is insane. Like, this is incredible news buried beneath my shame. I mean, I think, like, day after day, you know, I'm facing the darkness that's around me, the darkness that has been within me that Jesus is removing. And that sin and that darkness, it can be heavy. And can you raise your hand if you have ever experienced the weight of sin and darkness in your life? All of us. That stuff gets so heavy. Okay? Okay, who could carry that kind of weight? I can't carry it. And if we're being honest, I know you all can't carry it either. There have been times where that sin and the darkness is so heavy that I've had moments where it feels like I can't stand simply because of it. And that's just mine and what I'm facing. Now think about all of us combined together, and that's what Jesus took upon himself, so that we could run out of that grave. I mean, picture us being buried in a grave. Just picture it for a moment. You are buried. Somebody comes up, they open the door to let you out. You're not going to just, you know, stumble out like, okay, yeah, I'm free. You're going to be like, oh my goodness, I'm free. And you're going to sprint out of there because you never want to look back. You never want to go back there again. That's the truth that we have been delivered from. Is this not the best news, the most exciting thing ever that we can praise and that we can sing? So let's go back through this again. And like I said, you don't all have to look the same. I'm not expecting that by any means. But can we just channel this truth together, understand it, hold on to it, don't let it go, because this is amazing. Right.
I needed rescue, my sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Citizen of heaven, I needed rescue. My sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open, 'cause when you called my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave. Hallelujah. Out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called me by name, I ran out of that grave.
Just reading, what were we reading this morning? Ephesians 1. We were reading Ephesians 1 this morning, and how God chose us, called us into sonship, you know, adopted us, and how amazing that is. I mean, I needed shelter. I was an orphan. To go from an orphan, and then now you call me a citizen of heaven. I mean, these huge opposites, how he has redeemed us. It is incredible and amazing. And so, Jesus, precious Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, we just praise you this morning, God, because you are so good to us. We know and acknowledge, Lord, that you are not obligated to save us, to be with us, to love us. You don't need us. But you want us. You have chosen us, Lord. to be in this kind of relationship with you, to be called citizens of heaven, to be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, Lord God. That is your heart for us. So we praise you, God. May your love that is poured out upon us just flow right back to you this morning. You are so deserving and worthy of our honor and glory. Amen.
Nothing good in me. You are love, you are love, on display for all to see. You are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sin. Crippling, you are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death has lost its sting. And oh, I'm running to proclaim. You are here, in your presence I'm made whole. You are God, of all else I'm letting go. And oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms, the riches of to your arms, the riches. Jesus, my heart will sing. No other name, Jesus, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we trust that you will forever reign. And we are so thankful, Lord, that it is you, Jesus, who will forever reign. In your goodness and your mercy and your love and your sovereignty and all that you are, Jesus. Lord, we know that the day will come when the light and the darkness are fully separated. But in this day, Lord, may we be children of light in the midst of darkness. Any darkness that is around us or within us, Jesus, may you use to glorify yourself. May your light shine from within, shining out of the darkest places. May you be glorified above all else in our lives, in our church, in our city, in our country, and in the whole world. Amen.
On the things unseen, and I'll only seek your will. I will not lose heart, I will trust in you, and I'll choose to be still. In the darkness, I will not shine out. good of those who you have justified. Let your light shine. In the darkness, I will not despair. In the deepest pit, I know that you are there. In the darkness, I will not despair. In the deepest pit, I know that you are there.
We could do one thing. If you could lead us just in the simple chorus part of Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus as we would come into listening to the word together. No instruments needed, just the voices. If we could sing that simple chorus, turn your eyes upon Jesus, the words will be there.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
And so, Lord Jesus, we do turn our eyes to you. We have turned our eyes to you in worship in the midst of everything around. We fix our eyes on you. We turn our eyes upon you. The things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. And as we would look into your word together, I pray that there would be encounters with you that would lift off darkness, that would bring a greater level of healing to your soul, so that more of your presence might be carried in us. For our good, your glory, and for the sake of the world, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And at this time, the children from kindergarten.